You have questions, we have answers. This is Jane Muller.
And this is Ken Muller. Welcome to our show, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane. Today we have as our guest Cheryl Brass, the creator and program coordinator of the East Brunswick Symphony Orchestra. Cheryl, big welcome to our show.
Thank you so much. It is truly an honor to be here.
Oh, it is our pleasure to have you. And so certainly our show is about real estate, but it also covers things that are related to real estate. And certainly people choose a place to live based on the schools and the quality of life. And I think music, arguably, is one of the most important things that people look for, you know, what's around there and what type of, you know, art services there are.
It's a lifestyle.
And East Brunswick is probably the center of that with the East Brunswick Symphony Orchestra in place. So you're the creator of it. And so kind of what inspired you to create this organization?
Sure. So 14 years ago, I had the pleasure of playing for an orchestra that Nate White, our artistic coordinator and conductor, created for music professionals and music teachers over the summer. And this orchestra was in Summit, New Jersey. And speaking of real estate, I had just bought a house in East Brunswick, in the heart of East Brunswick. Mm-hmm. And the commute with a newborn precluded me from playing in the orchestra anymore. And through those 14 years, I spent the time teaching private violin and viola lessons to the students in the surrounding areas, and had a home studio, and really missed playing in the ensemble. Playing really is very special. It left an indelible mark on me. It's a sense of purpose, sense of community, and a shared experience, right? Wow. You can come from all over and be learning this music, mm-hmm. and then to perform it is just a thrill. So I really miss that. And as a amateur runner, every two times a week, I'll run a 5K around my neighborhood. And one day I came home from a run last year and said, I missed it so much. If I want it, I'll build it. So I called Nate. We talked for hours. Questions like, how do you start an orchestra? And what do you need to do to facilitate such a program? And then I met with our fellow community members and got some really great suggestions. From there, a suggestion was made for a partnership to bring it to the East Brunswick Recreation Department, because out of all the incredible thousands of programs that they offer, music was not one of them. And especially adults, there is an unmet need for adult recreational music programs. Kids have youth orchestras and
music.
And
our daughter has.
They have everything.
Yeah,
marching
they have band. And
yeah, our daughter has so many performances.
She plays the clarinet since she was in fourth grade. And so she had that passion. She also studied piano. But then after she decided to give that up and just focus on clarinet, which she loves. And it's such a great, like you said, music is such a great thing. Not only is it enjoyable for the people to listen to it, but it's a great bonding experience for the participants in the orchestra, the band, and just the sense
That's
of doing
community.
Something together, their community.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, this year, so funny. Maria is a senior. She's prepared for her application for the college, and she wrote marching band. I mean, they said you describe a community most influence on you.
Better.
She said marching band.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
4 years high school marching band. Yeah. She got to continue in the college if she can. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
It's music. It's like a, like you said, it's a bonding.
Right.
It's a bonding. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you and Jane have something in common, because Jane studied violin. We both study music. I'm just teasing.
No,
she studied
good.
Violin, but her mom had it eventually said you can stop because there was no progress.
I tell you, right, when I start violin, I was forced. That's why we never force our daughter to do so. My mother, my family forced me to study music. And I'm telling you, every time I pick up the violin, I just want to run to bathroom. And my mom didn't believe me. Said, you only went to the bathroom 10 minutes ago. She wouldn't let me go, forced me to continue practice, and I wet my pants.
Right.
And then she believed me. I said, I need to go, but this is just wind. But I was always afraid of violin, afraid of the music, because I think parents have to understand, right? Do not force your kids.
Right.
You know, if they love it, it's great. I mean, like Ken and I, we both have a zero you know, genes about music.
Yeah, that's why we're surprised that Maria developed it. It must be in the ancestry somewhere, the grandparents or something. Yeah.
And choice. Gave her that platform and gave her the tools and took lessons and invested, it makes it enjoyable. But you experienced that trauma. You are certainly not alone. And what we find with many adults is that they're coming back to it after many years. And so the beauty of this program is that we offer adult refresher instrumental classes. Mm-hmm. People who have not played for 20 years, there is a lack of playing opportunities. So now Dr. Anna Braun is teaching a violin, viola, cello, and bass class through the recreation department in partnership with the East Brunswick Symphony Orchestra. And the smiles on their faces, all that trauma goes away. They know it's a welcoming and very supportive atmosphere. And it's not so much about the notes and the rhythm. Yes, we're learning, but it's really about that enrichment.
Yes.
We all want that piece where we can say we're improving. We want that satisfaction. But it's nice to see people every week and have this musical experience.
I think a lot of time, Rashar, for the adult, right? I mean, I can imagine this kind of like escape, right? Something every day you're busy with the work, the pressure, whatever, the family, it's like kind of the time for yourself. It's like you
self-care.
Go somewhere, you do something you enjoy. Like some people prefer to read, some people prefer, to play video game, and some people enjoying that kind of connection with other musicians. You know, I can see our daughter even, right? I mean, she's young, but every time they have a practice or they have something, she just look forward to.
Yeah.
It's like
fun.
A longing for it.
Yeah. It's fun. It's the learning without realizing you're learning.
Yeah.
You know, in school,
we
all had to experience being in a class that we didn't choose.
But this
is by choice.
Volunteers,
choice.
Right? Yes. So everybody in this orchestra is all volunteers, right? So music is kind of their passion. They're doing it for the love of music?
So the East Brunswick Symphony Orchestra is actually a professional orchestra. So these are freelance musicians. They're paid for their work. And that is a significant part of our mission is to compensate musicians.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a very difficult industry, especially because of the lack of opportunities. We are the second symphony orchestra in the state of New Jersey.
Wow.
Yes.
So we got to talk a lot about that because that had to be very challenging. First of all, you had to assemble this, then you had to come up with the funding and to compensate them what they deserve for what they do, which is so there's a lot of challenges. You created this thing from a thought and then 14 years ago, and now it's become a reality.
That's right.
And so, that is so cool. So how big is the orchestra? You have like a whole full size?
So this is a very popular question. And as Nate has educated me in this, so the size of an orchestra is fully dependent on the music that you're playing. If you are playing early Baroque music, maybe you have 50 instruments, pieces in the orchestra, because Mozart did not create tuba. It was not invented. So if you're doing a Tchaikovsky symphony or even later music, Mahler, you're going to have these massive 80-piece orchestras. John Williams composes for every instrument under the sun. So in our July 4th concert, when we performed for thousands at the Community Arts Center, that was a 75-piece orchestra.
Wow.
We had instruments that are rarely heard, as well as the traditional orchestral instruments. That was a lot of fun. And percussion section, you have your standard timpani for early music, but then it really fleshes out as you increase through time into the different genres. So it's very depending on your program, how many musicians. So we'll have a list of people that we contact, section leaders, and they'll help us facilitate who the musicians are. But this all started because when we approached the Recreation and Parks and Community Services Department in East Brunswick, this was last fall, they said, wouldn't it be great to put on a concert to let the public know there's a music program?
Yeah.
And we had 6 weeks. And I turned to Nate and he said, the only way you can do that is with professionals.
Ah.
And thus was born the East Brunswick Symphony Orchestra, because Nate called 65 of his friends and said, we're going to build something new. You want to come? And they volunteered.
I see.
So now that we're in it and we're a 501c3 nonprofit, and through that fundraising effort, which we're just starting, and we're very appreciative of all these partnerships, then we'll be able to compensate the musicians. So getting back to your question, the Community Sinfonia, that is a program as if you were taking an art class. So you'll pay for the membership for the year. It's okay. Very little because we, you know, in an ideal situation, it would be free. But as we're building the program, everybody understands it's an investment. And so those are musicians who filled out an application. We made sure their playing level would be to the level we needed it for the music. And that way everybody would have an enjoyable experience. If you're not able to play at the level, it's not going to be fun for you. So luckily, and this is why I thought East Brunswick would be perfect to launch something like this, is because we have such talent in our community and Middlesex. People in the community orchestra are coming from all over. Wow. They're coming from an hour away. We are the only community orchestra in Middlesex County.
Wow.
That's great.
We are also the only community orchestra under the guise of a professional orchestra. You know, other symphony orchestras don't have a community orchestra. Wow. They stay in the lane of professional. We grouped it all together, so we make sure that everybody from all different abilities are able to participate, and adults, because we want to have fun, too.
That is neat. Yeah, that is great. Yeah. All right, we got to take a short break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Prime office space on Route 18 is available for lease. This versatile layout features private offices, conference rooms, and workstations, with options to lease from 500 square feet to 2,800 square feet. Ideal for lawyers, accountants, and any professional service provider. Convenience extends beyond the premises with quick and direct access to major highways, including the New Jersey Turnpike, Route 1 and Route 130. To find out more, contact Ken at 908-337-9448. Seize the opportunity to lease a spacious building with private parking located in bustling downtown Jamesburg. Zoned Commercial Business District, or CBD, this permitted use includes retail, office, medical, restaurant, hotels, and personal service establishments, and much more. To find out more, call Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448.
You've got the questions. They've got the answers. It's All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller. Now let's get back out to our hosts, Ken and Jane.
Okay, welcome back to our show. So, Cheryl, we were talking about now as the holiday season is approaching, what's on the pipeline for coming up in the next concert the orchestra is getting working on?
So we are thrilled as of this broadcast, the first premiere of the East Brunswick Community Sinfonia concert is completely sold out.
Wow.
So have a beautiful concert conducted by Nate White, and we're offering to the public on Sunday, November 24th, and we'll have two subsequent concerts. So if you couldn't be at the first one, you can watch it on YouTube. EBTV will be filming it, and we'll also have that concert February 23rd, and our final concert of the season is May 18th. For our professional orchestra, we are thrilled to support our schools. The East Brunswick Education Foundation and the East Brunswick Orchestra is going to put on a concert in January 12th, Sunday, at the JM PAC in Hammarskjöld Middle School. And at this concert, the High School Chamber Orchestra will be our opening act, and followed by the East Brunswick Symphony Orchestra. So we have that concert coming up. We'll have a small chamber benefit concert for the East Brunswick Educators Association for their scholarship fund put together by a teacher in Hammarskjöld, Alex Nelson. And then we have a big Star Wars concert because this year on Sunday, May 4th, it will be the May the 4th Be With You Star Wars concert. And it will be open to everyone, all ages. And we welcome the entire state and over to come. We will have a fun event the night before for adults. We're going to transform into the cantina scene. And this will be a fundraiser as we're just starting up the East Brunswick Symphony Orchestra. People will purchase a ticket. We'll have the links available soon. And so we hope that you'll come. And there will be actual actors as stormtroopers and making an appearance both at the Cantina event and our May the 4th Be With You Star Wars event. And then we hope to play July 4th again, which is a free concert to the public at the Community Arts Center grounds.
Right.
Wow, fantastic. Wow. I'm really very excited about the January Education Foundation one because, as you know, I'm on the board there. It's very important to for the public to get a ticket to support the good cause.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. They're going to highlight all of the incredible work and donation over the years. Is that's correct?
Yes.
Of the music and arts program. So it is really a celebration of the incredible work the organization does. And it's an honor that the East Brunswick Symphony Orchestra can showcase that and help support.
How do people go about getting tickets for this through the website, or can you share that information?
Sure. The best way to stay up to date on our information, as we are brand new and developing, is to visit our website, which is ebsomusic.org, ebsomusic.org, and also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube.
Okay.
So those are the best way to find us for ticket links in the future, because we are starting out, we with the holiday coming up
donations.
And Giving Tuesday, we would be more than grateful for that outreach. So coming to concerts supports us. Visiting the website for tickets support us. Bringing a friend and spreading the word that we're a new organization certainly is very helpful. And of course, those monetary gifts are very much appreciated. And we spend our money very well. We have an excellent board of trustees that's governing our organization very well and making sure that we keep ticket prices affordable. It's very important that this is accessible to everybody and not exclusive. So we're any donations help to defray
subsidize
that cost.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yes. Sure, absolutely. Yeah. So that's great. So this has been now in existence for 14 years, right? You had the image was 14 years ago you started, and then how many years has the orchestra been?
I think this is our second fiscal quarter.
Might be
6 months that we're incorporated.
Okay, for the full,
so I had this experience 14 years ago of playing in Nate's orchestra, but I had not played in an orchestra. And it was called FEA. It was a different ensemble. I brought him in to start this, and we're partners in this. I love doing the administrative part, and he loves doing the music part. So we work very, very well together. We innovate clever programs. When we realized that May 4th was on a Sunday, that helped program our Star Wars concert. And we were invited to perform at the July 4th celebrations that East Brunswick does, a brilliant fireworks show, and it's very well attended, thousands of people with food trucks and fun, and now a free symphony orchestra concert, both before and during the fireworks, akin to the Capitol 4th.
Right.
Yeah, it's really remarkable. So this is a very new organization, and we are building, but we are off to such a nice start in terms of this first seasons of programming that I do see a bright future, and we all want to make sure that this is something that not just East Brunswick benefits from, but the whole Middlesex County and even the state. It's travel is expensive. People are moving out of the city, and it is nice not to have to pay for parking in New York City or pay New York City prices.
Or the tolls just to get to the city, the parking. Yeah, if you go to a Broadway show, it's quite expensive. It's almost like going to a sporting event. It's becoming unaffordable for the majority of the working class families. You know, so having this right in our backyard, and being that East Brunswick is the center of New Jersey, declared.
Yes.
So it's, and the parking is ample. Those are all great factors. And the talent is great. From what I've seen, you guys just fantastic job and everything.
Yeah, last time you guys did a great job in the chamber event.
Yes.
The wine tasting was so nice.
Those are professionals that play. One will play, our cellist will play in the Community Symphonia concert on Sunday as well.
Wow. Yeah.
And there was another event that we did through Rob through the, what do they call it, the
East Spring Brunswick Fest? East Brunswick Markets.
The market, right.
Which we
was
played
a smaller
at both
event,
markets.
But you were there playing.
Oh, yeah.
Playing that event.
We had our string class perform.
Your string group. I remember, I was there for that, helping out. And I saw you guys.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
You were in the center court there
so much
with your
fun.
String instruments. And it was, it came
so
out.
So much fun. It was beautiful weather. And also the fact that some of these performers had not performed in public in over 20 years. You know, they were adults from our string class.
Okay.
And then the first market was East Brunswick Public School music teachers have a quartet at Churchill. So it was Susan Muse, Sarah Franchino, and Mary O'Mara that play together often for fun. And, you know, everybody's friends when you work together. And they're really wonderful, generous people. And they decided to play some outdoor music, and students got to see their teachers play, and they play at a professional level. So it is just absolutely such a gift.
Yeah,
I know all the kids always love to support their teachers. You know, when the teacher playing something, the kids. I remember 1 year there was a Education Foundation that had the dance competition. You know,
right?
The fan.
Oh yes,
the fan. And Maria can't wait. Get her all her pocket money. I don't know, $5, $10, $20, and to donate.
Right.
And it's like she can't wait to make sure her teacher won, and she won something. So she just like so all the kids.
Yes,
yeah. Sure.
I think 1 year East Brunswick produced a graduate. I think they went to Rutgers. They actually had composed something that the marching band played at the orchestra.
It.
The one Mr. Toth at one of the recent concerts. There was somebody who went through the East Brunswick music program, went to Rutgers, and now is a composer. And God bless him. Being a composer sounds like so, like my mind would just go.
Yeah.
It's so hard. It must be so difficult to compose something, you know, from scratch.
Yes, of course. Like, it's a talent. And
it's a talent, yeah.
We have several composers that play in the East Brunswick Symphony Orchestra. Yeah. The East Brunswick Education Foundation concert, chamber concert, that is March 2nd at the Community Arts Center, is almost all performed by East Brunswick Public School music teachers.
Wow.
So that's an excellent opportunity for the students to see.
Is going to play in that. He's the band director. But
it's going to be more string-based, so it's really the string faculty.
Okay.
But it's the string faculty between elementary and high school. It's a lot of them playing different works.
Oh.
So that is, we're very excited
about
that.
That's in March 2025 at the...
Correct, March 2nd, Community Arts Center.
Arts Center, right.
Yes, and all of our ticket links will be up very soon, so I do encourage people to check out ebsomusic.org. As we're developing, but I'm just so excited.
EBSOmusic.org, or also they can befriend you on Facebook, and then there's a link to buy tickets for the concerts and events coming up.
Wow, so exciting.
Yeah, that is really good. Wow. So being that you still have a lot of challenges, I guess what are some of the challenges you're facing now in the future to keep this program going?
It's interesting. My background, I'm a music teacher. I taught public and private school music for many years. I don't have a business degree yet. I find myself a creator and program creator of a business. Yep. So learning the what you don't know and how to prepare these documents, make sure you satisfy legal requirements.
Right, you have to balance your 501c3.
Exactly.
So you have to balance in your nonprofit organization, but you still have challenges with balancing the books and, you know.
Yeah.
You become a little bit of an accountant being a business owner just by no...
Right.
By choice, yeah.
Right. And thanks to our Region Chamber of Commerce, I've met wonderful people such as yourselves and other who's very giving of their time and their expertise, as well as our board members. They are very well connected into the community in their own right. And we come together and I feel very well supported. I can ask a lot of questions and I've been guided very well. Nate is also a wonderful resource when it comes to the business of music. He's been doing this a long time and he understands. But our biggest challenge now is funding because unlike most organizations that have some kind of pool of money to launch a project. This was all a vision of mine. Yeah. And I said, if I want to build it, I will. And I didn't really even consider the cost. I figured when you have a good idea, it will come. So now we're at that point where I'd like it to come because we've built this. So
do you have any fundraising events or just going to your website or the Facebook and then there's a link to donate? Or do you have anything coming up, any specific fundraising?
We're going to have a Giving Tuesday campaign.
Okay.
If there's any corporate matching, if somebody is involved with that, we do have a platform that's verified that we can submit that through. We are looking to do some sponsorships and donations for each concert. So if somebody wanted to sponsor a concert, we're also going to be doing a program where we sponsor a musician. So for a donation, you can be a sponsor of a musician for the year. And with that gift, it allows us to, as we said, compensate the musicians for their work, which it's just an incredible gift of music that you're not just giving the musicians who want to be paid, but the public.
Yeah, and it must be quite rewarding for you to having started this and see it being successful and seeing that musicians are able to get compensated rightfully for the hard work and the great music they produce.
Thank you.
So I think that's something that's, that's
really admirable. I smile a lot.
yeah. And let's hope it stays, it lasts for many, many years to come and it just grows and blossoms. And so we're just out of time, but we want to thank you once again, Cheryl, for coming on our show.
My pleasure.
And if you want to, once again, please share your website for the listeners out there that want to attend one of these concerts or get out there and please donate anything you can.
Thank you so much, Ken and Jane. And the website is EBSOmusic.org, EBSOmusic.org. And thank you very much for your support. It is an honor to bring the gift of music to East Brunswick and the state of New Jersey.
Thank you. Oh,
thank you so much. Yeah, thank you very much again. And we'll see everyone next week. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
You have been listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller, airing every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. For feedback and suggestions for future topics, go to their Facebook page, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane, or email them at realestatewithkenandjane@gmail.com or call 732-898-2266.